This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. One persistent theme in the Democratic National Convention Wednesday was to portray President Donald Trump as unsuited for the White House, both in skills and temperament. Former President Barack Obama said Donald Trump has not grown into the job because he can't. Later, Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, encouraged people to send a text to Biden's campaign and promised voting support that included planning and deadline notifications. Harris will make history when she accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president as the first Black woman and Asian American on a major U.S. presidential ticket. President Trump's campaign team quickly responded to Democrats' criticism of Trump's temperament. In one case, the campaign said Democrats repeated the claim tonight that the president called immigrants or asylum seekers animals, but PolitiFact rated this flat-out false, and Snopes called it inaccurate. The campaign said that many Democrats who spoke Wednesday, like U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Biden's current running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, dismissed Biden as a viable candidate when they were running against him for the nomination. The campaign called the current support by some of those same people phony. Republicans will hold a virtual convention of their own next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second term. Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, is calling on Iran to make peace with Washington, as Mr. Trump predicts there will be a quick return to U.S.-Iran negotiations if he is reelected in November. In an interview for VOA, Kushner, the president's son-in-law, appealed to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to engage with Washington, saying it's time for the region to stop being stuck in conflicts of the past. It's time for people to get together and to make peace. This is VOA News. More than 784,000 people have died internationally from COVID-19. It's about 173,000 in the United States. There are more than 22 million confirmed infections globally, with the U.S. making up more than 5.5 million, Brazil more than 3.4 million, and India more than 2.7 million. No other country has reached 1 million confirmed cases, although Russia comes close. Brazil's health ministry says the spread of the coronavirus there could be about to slow, and reports the transmission rate has fallen below the key level, and that there are early signs of a gradual decline in the weekly totals of cases and fatalities. The cautious optimism comes despite figures again showing a steady rise in the number of confirmed cases and death toll within a 24-hour period. U.S. President Trump is blasting universities that have canceled in-person classes amid coronavirus outbreaks, saying the move could ultimately cost lives rather than save them. Trump said Wednesday at White House briefings that the virus is akin to the seasonal flu for college students. He said students pose a greater safety threat at home with older family members than on campuses. Trump cited no evidence to support the other contention, and the White House did not respond to requests for information about on what Mr. Trump based his remarks. Health experts say the novel coronavirus appears to be deadlier than the seasonal flu and more easily transmitted. The European Union announces financial sanctions against Belarusian officials blamed for elections fraud and abuse of protesters. This as hundreds gathered in Minsk Wednesday night, defying an order from President Alexander Lukashenko. The head of the European Commission said it would reroute 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus away from the government. The EU, which held an emergency summit on the crisis, rejected Lukashenko's re-election in a disputed vote August 9th. The U.S. is giving an additional $204 million in humanitarian assistance to Iraqi citizens, Iraqi refugees, and hosting communities, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. This is as Iraq's prime minister prepares to meet with President Trump Thursday at the White House to finish a two-month strategic dialogue to reshape relations between the two countries. Flint, Michigan is once again in the news in America after multiple outlets report that the state has reached a $600 million agreement to compensate Flint residents whose health was damaged by lead-tainted drinking water. The report says details will be released later in the week. Thousands of people have sued the state for its role in the crisis. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.